What is considered a YMYL, your money or your life topic, and why does it matter? Hello, and thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So Google defines your money or your life topics as pages that could potentially impact the future happiness, health, safety, or financial stability of users. And there's other topics related to big decisions or important aspects of people's lives that can also be considered YMYL, such as fitness, nutrition, housing information, choosing a college, finding a job. And Google most recently also added information on groups of people. So grouped information based on race or ethnic origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, religion, etc. as your money or your life. And for your money or your life topics, there's a high standard for accuracy and a well-established consensus that should be demonstrated where consensus exists. And any writer on a YMYL site would need to have expertise, authority, and trustworthiness, EAT, in the topic. What's this EAT thing? So I just explained that EAT is expertise and authority and trust. Google looks at it. Expertise particularly focuses on the main creator of the main content on the page, whether or not they're an expert on the topic, whether they have credentials, if necessary, and they can back them up, and is that information about their credentials available on the website? Authoritativeness, this refers to the main content creator, the content itself, as well as the website on which it appears. And authoritativeness generally means having recognized authority. So do people know you, know your background? Do you look like a leader in your industry? Will they accept you as a good source of information? The trustworthiness part of EAT also refers to the main content creator, the content, and the website as a whole. And being a trustworthy expert and source means that people can trust you to provide honest, true information that's accurate based on the topic you're writing about, because you could be trustworthy in one topic and maybe not in another. So how could you work to display more EAT signals if you think you're a YMYL type of site? Well, in June 2019, there was this Google Core update, and it was focused on the quality of the content on various sites in the YMYL space. And related to improving your site if it was hit by that update, John Mueller from Google recommended the following, quote, "What we do have is an older blog post from Amit Singhal, which I've linked to on my website, which covers a lot of the questions that you can ask yourself about the quality of your website. This is something I always recommend you go through. That's something I would also go through with people who are not associated with your website," end quote. So as an SEO, it's really important to know that for some industries, in addition to all of this, that Google has clearly white labeled a set of YMYL sites, like in the health space, that are consistently taking top rankings. In fact, I've talked about this before, that Google's filed a patent about using this approach to speed up rankings. And this makes it really difficult or impossible for small sites to rank on a wide variety of queries, as demonstrated by the page one dominance of a set of sites across the healthcare space that I've seen. So the first step is to clearly understand whether or not your site is a YMYL site. And then the next step is to generate the type of online and offline signals that you think Google would need to see from you to demonstrate that your site and your writer's expertise are an authority and an expert on that topic. So that's your tip for today. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.